Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Frank, you ready? Magical engineer Frank, I think you're ready. I can tell. All right, we got a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about how science is rebuilding humans. What are they up to now? We got lots of stuff in our quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional is in Matthew 10. It says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Romans 8 says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." And 1 John 4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So that Holy Spirit that's in you, that's what he's talking about. So if you have sought the Lord, ask him to be the Lord of your life, confess your sins, and walk in the path of purpose with him. He fills you with the Holy Spirit, and that gives you power and might. God's might is sufficient. So you'll learn more, you'll do more than you ever could imagine you'll do, and be in the Lord's service and get crowns in heaven, inherit the whole earth. Isn't that great? That's a great plan. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So, but you got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. So get that Bible out and seek his face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, apparently there's a shortage of some medications. We've been talking about that in the last few years, that there's a shortage, but it's rarely mentioned. Amoxicillin, commonly used to treat infections like ear infections, sinus infections, now, according to the FDA, is in short supply. There's a surge in demand, they said, and they're blaming it on that, according to the FDA's website. Yeah, right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You got to find your options, your alternatives for when you can't get what you're usually looking for. Most people look to antibiotics for infections. You better find a way to treat them when you can't get that stuff anymore. Let's see. Scientists increasingly can explain how artificial intelligence works. Isn't that something? What do you think of this, Frank? AI researchers are warning that developers of the AI are focusing more on how and why the system produces certain results rather than the fact that how the system accurately and rapidly produces them. So most AI systems are black box models, which are systems that are viewed only in terms of their inputs and outputs. So scientists really don't attempt to decipher the black box at all, or the opaque process that the system undertakes. As long as they receive the outputs and what they're looking for, they don't care. Here's an example. If you give the black box artificial intelligence model some data about every single ice cream flavor and the demographic data about economic, social, and lifestyle factors for millions of people, it could probably guess what your favorite ice cream flavor is or where your favorite ice cream store is, even if it wasn't programmed with that intention. Scary. All right, last but not least in the quack report, high inflation and cost of living taking its toll. Americans are, according to a survey, very concerned. Half of Americans are saying that runaway inflation and high cost of living are taking a toll on their health. Millions are turning to medicating with alcohol, eating junk food, and tobacco use to combat their worries over how they're going to pay their electric gas bills and food bill. Consumer Insights found that 50% of those surveyed felt their health suffered as a result of the cost of living crisis. Among this number, 37% said they were feeling more stressed, 21% they were eating less healthy, 16% say they were smoking more, 13% say they were drinking more often. So in the survey, about 1,000 participants, they said inflation, crime, immigration are in front of their minds as they vote this year. So your midterms. And so I think there may be some pushback. I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping for some political pushback in the right direction as people see their life being altered politically. See the Lord's face. He can help. He can help. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, let's not, you know, turn to the alcohol and tobacco. Let's maybe use some herbs to help us cope with the stresses of our situation. One of my favorites is valerian root. Helps take tension out of the nervous system. Now, the Bible says we are to be concerned, but not worried. Okay? Big difference. Worry is fear. Comes from Satan. Don't do that. You can be concerned, but God's on his throne. He's in complete control. So, you know, instead of saying, oh, everything's falling apart, maybe we should say everything's falling into place. God's will be done on everything. So stay close to him. He can be your shield and buckler. All right, we're going to talk about... Oh, Frank, did you say something? Uh-oh. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay. Sorry, I thought you voiced an opinion. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about rebuilding humans. That's what science is doing. Now, science is pushing the gene editing limits with some new ways to edit human cells. There's some new things coming out of MIT. So the scientists at MIT seem to be, you know, treading on thin ice here when attempting to edit what are called mammalian cells. Now, these cells are very sophisticated, and scientists, they're experimenting in editing their function. Very sophisticated cells, they're changing them. So where science is getting their cells to edit, well, that's anyone's guess. So let's look at the cell culture, because this is what science is into. Science seems to be obsessed with reworking our cells, your immune system cells, your brain function. Normal does not seem to fit into their portfolio of research. So changing our cells and how they function is what science is now engaged in. Now, of course, this type of research is presented as a tool to help solve the mysteries of the human body and also to cure diseases. Okay, so that's how it's presented, and people go, oh, okay. But you got to look at the details. The devil's in the details. So there's a new way here to edit. And the scientists at MIT have procured a new way of controlling cell proteins, which tend to be the key to cell function and outcomes. So if you've been listening to Herb Talk, I've been saying the proteins are like switches. They switch things on and off in the body, and it influences cell messengers. That's what mRNA is, messenger RNA. So your cells have chemical messengers on how they should perform, what function they carry out. So they're messing with this messaging system with the protein switches. So the protein they're hunting actually is found in your mammalian cells, and they're also called ureteroidal cells. And these are complex cells. They're, you know, if you compare them to bacteria cells, they're highly complex. And the challenge is that these mammalian cells have billions of individual cells in them, which make up some important organs and tissues of the human body. So therefore, mammalian cells are tissue specific. So what is even more daunting is that the mammalian cells tend to be specialized and unique in nature. So there is really no blueprint to the mammalian cells in general. Now, if we were to speculate where MIT is getting these cells, it would most likely come from embryonic stem cells, bone marrow, or from blood cells. So the largest mammalian cell is found in the female egg, embryonic. So the mammalian cells contain a copy of your individual DNA, what makes you, you. So, therefore, your human individual blueprint is encoded in these types of cells. So your cells have purpose, and the main purpose of your mammalian cells is a biological process within your body. So one of the main jobs these cells have is to manufacture protein. And if there is anything we've learned from medical science is that proteins are keys to unlock or turn switches on and off to control function. Now, another main function these cells have is to help your body extract nutrients from food for fuel. That's real important. So unlike bacterial cells, the mammalian cells contain a nucleus, and a nucleus is the key for cellular transport, the modification of cells. Therefore, your science is altering the molecule machinery in living things like animals and humans. Now, for any living thing to have mammalian cells, there has to be sufficient nutrition. And in the list of nutrition are minerals, vitamins, oxygen, and carbon dioxide is listed. So your mammalian cells, get this, they contain 5% of the body's total RNA, and some cells will have more than other cells depending on their cell function. Now, in general, 360,000 messenger RNA or mRNA molecules are in a single mammalian cell and can have about 12,000 different transcripts. Now, one key requirement for mammalian cells is that they require oxygen for efficient function. So if you're a smoker, you're cutting down on oxygen to these cells. And these cells can hold more than 2,000 gene products, which are made of proteins, your polypeptides. So you can see that the mammalian cells can be a treasure trove for cell manipulation and function outcome. The MIT research did get published in the November 2022 Journal of Nature Communications. Yeah, I got some quotes here from the research. They said this, "This new technique could be used to finely tune the production of useful proteins such as monoclonal antibodies to treat cancer and other diseases or, get this, other aspects of cellular behavior." Huh. They go on to say, "Our study shows that our system can work in a variety of mammalian cells with consistent results. It's a very turnable system for many biological applications in different cell types. It is highly predictable, and we can design beforehand and get the expected outcomes," end of quote. Well, and they're sharing this research because in today's scientific community, it is a global market and research is openly shared. So there are no barriers in place for the misuse of research such as this. So the mammalian cells can be modified to influence antibody function. So you can imagine how these may wind up in vaccinations, for instance. But what they're doing is, in their medical language, they're saying we're upregulating cells. So upregulating, upgrading, recreating, making improvements. That's how they're looking at it. It's an upgrade. So the report stated that the goal of the research is to upregulate genes. So what this means is they highly influence or control genes in a specific region that bind to proteins and control cell functions. So the synthetic proteins that they're making for this is called zinc fingers. What do you think of that, Frank? What do you think of that term, zinc fingers? They said they can be programmed to target specific genes. It's kind of creeping me out, to be honest, when I read these things. You know, I can see the dark side of this. Here's a quote from the report. "These therapeutic proteins, including the antibodies produced in mammalian cells, can be engineered to generate the desired protein or key. Proteins are instructions for cell function, and science has gone as far as to manufacture synthetic proteins as biological tools. So these are considered biological tools, and they say they are promoted as a way to boost protein production. They're not promoted as a way of altering, you know, what it is they want your body to do. They're promoted as helping protein production. Well, let's talk about the transgene. So the research has built protein gene transcription, creating this library of synthetic biological parts to deliver what is called transgenes. That's what it is. They're calling them, transgenes. These are not normal genes that the body would manufacture, but they are genes designed to precisely control your gene expressions. Here's a quote from the report. They say the goal is to have a full spectrum of synthetic gene proteins to accommodate different cellular applications. And we are regulating gene expression and cell behavior with a highly predictable and artificial system. That's Dr. William Chen, MIT. What do you think of this control, Frank? Controlling your gene expression. Control. So the research was tested now. Get this, on hamster kidneys, the mammalian cells, then the hamster. But researchers are saying there is really no reason why it would not work on human mammalian cells. So no doubt science will waste no time in testing this on human cells to support more editing science for medical procedures. So, I mean, you know, they can just put some synthetic proteins in your vaccine and let them go to town, targeting whatever it is they want to target. Your immune system, your brain, any kind of cell function at all, major organs included. Wow. Think about that. So it's life-changing, isn't it? Absolutely. So what science is doing is systematically changing the very core of living things, redesigning, editing, cutting, or some may even say mutilating cells. So in the last few generations, science has modified the molecules in just about every living thing, animals, foods, man, and it's their course to recreate under the disguise of healthcare. That's what they're doing. So what is also life-changing is finding out how powerful and beneficial medicinal herbs are for your wellness. God put them here for that reason. It says so in Scripture, if you care to read it from Genesis to Revelation. We're encouraged, hey, use the herbs for medicinal purposes, for your health care, for the healing of the nations, for the service of man. I mean, King David and Solomon had a book on herbal medicines, and Israel was big into using herbs as medicines, and each king passed it on to the next one. So this is all life-changing as well, finding out the power God put into your medicinal plants to heal you, to help the body heal itself. So it's our option. If we want to escape the toxicity of prescription medicines, the symptom management programs, and the unaffordable drugs, then we have this option. So you can remove toxins. You can regenerate cells, including manufacture your own stem cells. Did you know you could do that, Frank? Yeah, with alfalfa grass. It helps the body manufacture stem cells. Also, you can strengthen metabolic functions and boost your own immunity. So if your immunity is low, bring it up to normal. Herbs can do that. Now, doctors will say you can't, but they don't study herbs. They have no idea. Their tool bag is drugs. Once they have no drugs, they have no tools. So you may want some backup, because if antibiotics are hard to come by, you're going to need something. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have that something. They have a full line of immune support, detox, metabolic strengthening, herbal formulas. You'll be amazed what you can do. totally amazed. It's God's miracle. That's it. He gets all the credit for that. Give them a call. Get their free catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're international, call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. You can visit them at thepowerherbs.com if you want. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You know? Going on the promises of the Holy Scripture, stepping out in faith, believing, right? Where are the works? Faith without works is dead. So thepowerherbs.com. But take the power back. That you can do it. And if you go, I don't know where to start. Well, you have to start somewhere. And you didn't know how to brush your teeth and tie your shoes as a kid, but you learned. You didn't know how to write, but you learned. Drive a car, ride a bike, you learned. So this is not going to be rocket science. This is not going to be, you know, to the point where you don't trust in it. You know, because the herbs are not prescription drugs. They're a food source with nutrients. Okay? There's really no reason to fear them. And so the toxicity is in the prescription drugs, but your plants, unless you have, you know, kind of like a food sensitivity, just like you would to chocolate or milk, you can have a sensitivity to herbs. This is true. But for the most part, you don't have the toxic side effects that you have with your prescription. So it would be the ideal time to start thinking about backups. This would be it. You don't learn to shoot the gun in the middle of the war. You'll learn before. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. We're going to take a break, but more on the other side. Be right back.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we lean his belly ache? I said, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do believe this belly aches. Now let me hear this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age,
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, thanks, Frank. I like the bounce. Yeah, kind of rocking around in my seat here. We're going to be talking about vitamins and mineral food sources. This is real important because it's real basic and it's real easy to understand. And that's the concept of your medicinal plants, too. They are packed. They are super packed with a lot of your vitamins, minerals, amino acid, proteins, more so than a food source may be. Okay, and you know they're packed when they're more on the bitter side. They have more alkaloids in them, and they have more power in them when they're bitter. Confucius said good medicine always tastes bitter. And it tastes bitter because it's real powerful. You only take a little bit. Okay, so if it was sweet like a strawberry, you eat too much. So explain that to your kids. Little kids get that. They say, ooh, Mom, this stuff tastes terrible. Well, that's because it's power. God put power in there. He only wants you to have a little bit. But it's going to super punch that infection right out the door. And kids get that. They want power. And so they want to get over stuff. And it's so simple to hide a lot of that herbal medicine and, you know, a little applesauce, some fruit juice, just anything you can think of, right? You can even give it to your pets. I'm not a big fan of giving pets grains, but for medicinal purposes, you may take just a little square of bread and put your herbal tincture on the bread. It soaks it up like a sponge and let them eat the bread. So, just a little bit. Otherwise you can hide it in other treats and stuff. So anyway, you figure it out. It's not that bad. You can figure this out. So let's talk about some vitamins and minerals. A lot of natural health experts recommend you eat more fruits and vegetables. And reduce your sugar content. But, you know, when you eat a lot of fiber, it helps improve your transit time of the colon, and this helps protect your health because you're getting the impurities out faster, so they won't be reabsorbed. Now, should we eat more fruit and vegetables? Yeah, generally, we should eat 3 to 4 servings per day, but most people aren't. And if you've gone to this grocery store lately, the produce section is very expensive. And people say, well, I picked this stuff up and I put it in the fridge, but it goes bad so fast. Well, get those green bags. You can find them on the internet. You can find them sometimes in the stores in which sell produce. And it's like an oxygen absorber kind of bag. They're green and sometimes they're yellow, but they're mostly green. And you can put your produce in there and it lasts a lot longer in your refrigerator, in your crisper. So get those green bags. I can't think of the name of them. But you can just Google it and, maybe, well, Thursday show, I can have a name on the bag for you. But anyway, that's what I use. You know, it just really, stuff from the garden even will last longer if you have it in your fridge inside the house. So use the green bags. But generally, vegetables contain the minerals we're needing, and so do fruits. They have a lot of minerals and vitamins. So you may have noticed your fruits and vegetables taste a little differently if you're getting conventionally grown. I don't know, because, you know, my grandmother had a garden, and she grew tomatoes and cucumbers, zucchini, and it tasted very flavorful. So if you're not having very flavorful types of produce and stuff, you know, it's not grown in mineral-rich soil. That's why. So you and I really aren't going to be healthy if we have soil that's not healthy. The crops won't be healthy. It all goes back to the soil, see. So we are, you know, what do we do when we die? We go back to dust. So, you know, soil is important all the way around. So in 1992, the Earth Summit had some statistics. They released, and it wasn't just the United States. There's soil problems globally. They said farming all over the globe is not looking too good. According to their summit report, the world's farming in regards to soil integrity dramatically has decreased, and there has been a severe decline in mineral values in every sector of farm soil, especially in North America, Canada, and Mexico. Other countries, they said, also have mineral depletions, but not as bad. The actual statistics of depletion in North America was 85%, South America 76%, Asia, 76%, Africa, 74%, Europe, 72%, and Australia, 55%. So we're just depleting the soil. And, you know, and of course, if you look at agriculture, they say, oh, this is a quick fix. We can fix this. We know it's not working. Their quick fix is not working. God gave us the answer, and we should follow how we are to sustain, you know, the vitamin and mineral-rich foods. So when we don't do that, we get depleted foods. So we are supposed to allow the land to rest every 7 years, do crop rotations, but instead we tend to pile on manure, fertilizers, commercial fertilizers as well, pesticides, herbicides. We're just going to boost up this nitrogen. And that's going to help the soil and prevent erosion. No, it doesn't. These efforts really don't prevent the inevitable, just slows it down a little. Over the last 50 years, we have lost 50% of our quality topsoil, which is required for good food production. I watched a documentary, Frank, and it was amazing. They started from the beginning and they wound up at the end. And the conclusion from all these scientists and these farmers and stuff. Well, the farmers knew this. It's all about the soil. And they showed you soil from an organic farm. It was loose. It wasn't compacted. It was rich in color. Everything grew in it. Then they showed you soil from the commercial growers, the big farm conglomerates using fertilizers and stuff. It was hard. The dirt was hard and crumbly, and they said when rain falls on that, it bounces off. It does not soak in. See, this is a problem. And so if we lose our topsoil, we are totally in a pickle. So we've lost a lot of it because the overuse of inorganic fertilizers, the overuse of farming, and also erosion. So the crop tonnage, though, so they want to maintain the crop tonnage. They have to maintain that. Wall Street says, maintain the crop tonnage, and we get farming erosion. Your GNP, the numbers, even though we are producing a below standard food source, they say the crop tonnage shall not go down. So when we say you have no crop failure, when in fact you do have crop failure, you have no nutrition in the crops you're producing. So an example, in 1951, if a woman wanted to get her RDA of vitamin A, all she would have to do is eat 2 peaches and have the recommended daily allowance of vitamin A. Today, to get that same amount of vitamin A, you'd have to eat 53 peaches. Astonishing, isn't it? Here's a quote. This is from Henry Cantwell Wallace, professor of soil, Iowa State College of Agriculture. He says, nations endure only as long as their topsoil, end of quote. Amen to that. Now, unlike vegetables, fruit is ripened by the sun, and we already know that fruit is picked, on average, 6 weeks before it gets ripe. So the sweetness of fruit is impacted by sodium and sugar content. So if you compare lemons and oranges, you know by taste, oranges taste sweeter. However, lemons contain more sugar by weight than oranges do. Also, unripe fruit will add more acidity to the body and impact your pH. You know, the trail mix stuff, the fruit in there. So what kind of foods can we kind of rely on and feed the body? Well, we've got issues. We'd have to go with strictly organic. And I like Tilth Organic. And the difference is Tilth Organic does the crop rotation thing. Okay. So actually, it's not 7 years. It's 5 years to Tilth standards. So the land rests for 5 years. The minerals come back up in it. And it's a pretty good crop, see. That's Tilth standard organic. They don't use fertilizers, ethylene oxide gas, pesticides, herbicides. When you got a healthy crop, you know, you have less pests, really. Pests are attracted to sick plants, really, if you think about it. So we have health hazards here, and we have to be aware of them. We are really only as healthy as our food sources are. And when we evaluate food sources, we want the most healthy, efficient source. So it may not always be the tastiest, but it has the nutrition the body needs to maintain health. So our organic-grown green vegetables will have really high sources of your vitamin A and carotene. Carrots and your hot chili peppers will have a very high amount if they're grown organically, like 10,000 international units for 100 grams of vitamin A in those sources of foods. So a rich source of nutrition will be edible sources. Now, if you like, when you look at the chlorella algae, the blue-green algae, it has 50,000 units of vitamin A in it per every 100 grams. And your chlorophyll also has that, plus vitamin B12 and nucleic acid, which stores and transmits a lot of genetic information and helps the body to synthesize, make new proteins. We just talked about protein editing. So nutrition matters. What you put in the body matters. So we're in the fall. So let's look at some fall foods. You know, when we eat apples, big apple season, fall is. I love apples. I cut up an apple every morning for my dogs even, because the pectin helps them in their bowel movements, and helps everything move along nicely and all that good stuff. So now Washington State ships like a million boxes of apples, which supposedly this apple kind of came from an apple seed supposedly given to Captain Simpson of Hudson Bay, the Hudson Bay Company in 1827. So that's Washington State. So legend has it that the tree is still standing there that they planted. So the ancient Egyptians used apples as a food and as a medicine source. And smart physicians use apples because they are alkaline and good for the digestive system. So raw apples, if you make them into a concentrate, are very excellent for stubborn diarrhea. They're safe for infants to use. It works because apples contain essential minerals, vitamins, pectin, and a digestible sugar necessary to help move the bowel without making the bowel muscle lazy. So if you cook apples, you will, you know, want to preserve the nutrition in them, so you cook them on a low heat, and apples will have 50% more vitamin A than oranges will. So apples have calcium, and they assist the body to absorb more calcium and iron from other foods. So apples are an excellent source of nutrition to help feed your bones and your nervous system. So if you have cardiovascular problems, apples are a natural blood purifier and help with blood pressure and plaque if you got artery plaque. Yeah, apples. And if you eat an apple a day over the course of a year, if you don't undermine your diet, you will lose 10 pounds. So basically, fruits and vegetables, our body was geared to the plant-based food sources to begin with. So we need to stop the snack foods, that garbage on the shelf that reads like an ingredient list, reads like a romance, a novel, forget it. It's too long. 8 ingredients. No more than 8 ingredients in that ingredient list. If it's more than 8, put it back. Put it back. It's not a food anymore. Your body won't know what it is. Don't eat it. So try to keep it simple, and your body responds to simple. Now, if you're looking for help you bridge the gap, if you think you're low in minerals and vitamins, amino acids and things, my favorite is the Body Foundation Food Mix at thepowerherbs.com. And it's a powder. It's all plant-based, till standard organic. You throw it in a juice or smoothie, and it kind of bridges the gap, which you may be missing. I like it in lemonade and apple cider. I just stir it into that. But certainly you can put it in a smoothie, preferably not cow's milk, but use a nut milk substitute if you can. So thepowerherbs.com, it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. They have it in different sizes. Excellent for cleansing also when you want to put nutrition back in as you take the toxins out, cleanse and nourish approach. But you can use it daily for your nutritional sources, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663 and tell them you want to try that body food mix and be amazed how much energy you're going to have when you get the right nutrition in. Okay, so we got a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about your thyroid because I've gotten calls recently about thyroids, and we talk about thyroids quite a bit here on the show. From time to time, we bring up some, you know, interesting tidbits on thyroid tests. You know, are they all that accurate? Are they really good? Can you count on them? Well, thousands of people a year get a thyroid test, and the tests are really not as accurate as patients think they are. So if medicine has a test, they rely on the test really to help sell the patient on the treatment or the surgery they're going to have. So the tests are a marketing tool. So it's really unlikely that they will tell patients that there is an error margin built into the test and you can get a lot of false results. Usually it's a 20% error margin. So in October of 2019, University of Texas reported on these tests that are given to patients for thyroid, especially thyroid cancer, and they're saying those tests aren't as accurate as we think they are. They concluded that these tests put patients at risk and have to have unnecessary treatments or surgery. They said a new test is beginning to be developed supposedly for faster, more accurate results. And their research on that was in the October 2019 Journal of the Proceedings of National Academy of Science. And here's what, this is Dr. Livia Eberin, professor of chemistry and diagnostic medicine in Austin, who says, if we could prevent people from having surgery that they don't need and enable them to have more precise diagnosis, we can improve treatments for patients and lower healthcare costs. Thousands of patients each year have the surgery only to learn later it was not necessary. This is where your second and third opinion come in, real important. I tell people, don't forget to do that, you know. Really do your homework. So for some time now, tests have been used in many areas of medicine that are all not that reliable. And the article did focus on your thyroid, and people are still very trusting with a lot of the results that come from healthcare with regards to tests like this. But you should be asking lots of questions. Get that second and third opinion. Do your homework on all the treatments that are recommended to you, because patients are not told everything about treatments, and half the truth is still a whole lie. So, yeah. Now, your prostate test, your PSA test, also not very accurate. Okay. We've talked about that, too. So here's some of the statistics. Now, in the United States, each year, 52,000 people get diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and the problem is the test that they use to come up with the diagnosis is pretty faulty. For the most part, the test is a needle biopsy called a fine needle aspiration, or FNA, and what the test uses is a fine needle inserted into what appears to be an abnormal section of the thyroid gland, and tissue samples are collected. Patients are then told that the test will help weed out the possibilities on the type of disease. The problem is this kind of test, which is used on other organs as well, is usually inconclusive 1 in 5 times. So that's right. Pathologists are unable to confirm the cancer diagnosis, and patients are scheduled for follow-up genetic tests, which are also plagued with false results as well. So we have a scientific healthcare system that is really not so scientific after all in a lot of cases, and a lot of what's happening in healthcare is pretty much a guess. My older brother calls it the SWAG method. SWAG, scientific wild-ass guess. SWAG. That's what he calls it. So given these uncertainties, it's going to be real important for patients to have an ethical physician. All too often, your physicians will recommend removing the organ that could be cancerous or become cancerous within 5 years into the future to protect the doctor themselves from malpractice lawsuit. Mm-hmm. There's a 5-year window. So they do this with women's cervixes, too. You know, when they really can't say there's cancer, but there's a good possibility it could become cancerous, then they just remove it. Hey, you know what? If you want to have a baby, you have to have a cervix. See? So the patient's well-being, kind of thrown under the bus there in a variety of reasons. Basically, they're very unethical, but it's to protect the doctor from malpractice lawsuits. So the new test, called a spectrometer to make metabolic measurements of the thyroid to identify metabolic disruption. There's a pilot study on that, but it showed that that too had false results, occurred 1 in 10 times. A little bit better as far as, you know, statistics goes, but still a problem. So, so it's real important to keep the thyroid healthy. It does produce hormones for you, which influence your body's metabolic functions. And when you remove the thyroid gland, you have to be put on hormone replacement drugs because your thyroid's not there making the hormones. So in nearly all the cases that the drugs you're put on never get the hormone balance quite right, and patients can have a lot of issues like sleep disturbances, weight problems, cardio and digestive issues, muscle control problems, brain function issues, mood swings, and bone problems. So this is how important your thyroid is when, you know, people just thought, hey, it just controls, you know, body temperature and your energy level. No. Rutgers University discovered it does a lot of things. They were, like, shocked to find out what it does with all these hormones. And one of the hormones that it makes, the brain will use as a neurotransmitter to regulate your sleep cycle and your breathing when you're sleeping. So that right there tells you if your hormones aren't balanced, your thyroid's out of whack, it's not balancing or manufacturing enough of hormones, well, you can be an insomniac or have sleep apnea. Think about it. So it suggests, you know, and we got a lot of thyroid disease, and if you think about it, it's due to lack of minerals in our fruits and vegetables because the soil is not maintained, and the thyroid has to have a mineral called iodine, not a synthetic one, a natural one. And then it takes the iodine and it makes the hormone, see? So once you kind of get some iodine going there, some good stuff, you can perk up a thyroid that's really lazy or sluggish or, you know, trying to take a siesta. So iodine, my favorite is black walnut, high-profile iodine. Yeah, you can get it in seaweed and ocean salt, but you're going to need more. You just are. Because if your thyroid's been limping along, trying to function without food, it's pretty exhausted. So I like to perk it up with mullein, too. It soothes the gland. And then maybe I'll throw in some little ginseng, Siberian ginseng, to give it stamina on a cellular level so it can kind of get back into the swing of things. So I like to use black walnut, mullein, and Siberian ginseng for my thyroids. Oh, yeah. So you have power. Just remember that. Big, big power. God blessed you with it. Medicinal plants all over the place. Yeah. So don't ignore the instruction, the wisdom. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Psalms 104:14, Revelations 22, verse 2. Right? So, I mean, you can go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. You can go to Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. God's telling you, use the plants. I made them for you. So he designed the human body. He knows what we need. So don't neglect that wisdom. I'm out of time. Don't forget to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog, 866-229-3663, or visit them at thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.